Shir of 26 of July, Yud Zayin, Menachemov. I hope you're keeping really, really well. And I hope it's really sunny and nice, wherever you may be. And you're enjoying yourselves enormously. Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav Sif Yud Beis says the following halacha. Yud Aleph, excuse me, top of page 120. Hoisif Olav Kolchu, more on the actual shofar. The shofar item, more further halachas on this. So, hoisiv olav kol shu, if you add anything onto the actual shofar, ben b'minoy, whether of its own type, so you added more shofar substance to it, ben shalei b'minoy, whether it's a different item altogether, postul, it's possible, you may not add onto the actual shofar. V'afilo yobay mitchila, shir shofar, even if there was previously, there was enough shit. Shofar, it was a big shofar already, it was fine in terms of its size, but you added something to it, that invalidates the shofar. So don't say, yeah, it was big enough as it is, you know, you could have done with that. No, the fact that you added something to the shofar, that itself invalidated it. The Mishnah explains the reasons if got non test, Mishum the shofar, Echot Omra Achmona, because you've got to have one shofar and not two shofars merged together. See if you'd base. If you turned around a shofar and you blew in it, you're not yotze. So this is about the mitzvah stekia shofar. If you blew in a hofchoy way, you're not yotze. What does it mean exactly? Hofchoy, you turn it around. What does that actually mean that you're not yotze? So there's two ways of understanding this. Bein hofchoy kidech shofchim acholuk. Whether you mean that you turn it around in a way that you are turning around a garment. In other words, it's inside out. If it's inside out, how do you actually make a shofar inside out? Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton samach, pein hofchoy kedechatam, tiksibavato shofar tuo, derech havor beinon. So it's going to be derech havor. So it's going to be the regular way. The regular passage, v'havarto shofar tuor. So if you manage to do it inside out, for instance, by gluing it or by changing its substance in a way that the external was internal and vice versa, so that would be considered a psul. So hofchoy kedech shofar nacholuk, shech sepnimi lechitzoin, that the external area was facing inside. Bench, or the other way of being mehapach a shofar is bench shenichoy k'moishahoy. No, it stayed in terms of that. Lo shehichim v'kotzov v'kitzes rochov. You changed it in a way that the bigger area became the blowing side, and the blowing part became the wider side. Again, this was probably melted or changed physically. But then that would also be a psul. That's also considered perhaps hofchoy v'tokaboy, that you're not yotze. For adinim toka b'mokam aroch apostle. Similarly, he's added over here that if you blew through the wider without actually changing the shape or substance of the shofar, if you blew through the larger side, so the exit of the shofar, you blew through that without changing anything. You just managed to blow through it, and noise was, a sound was made through that. That's also considered a tkiya, which is posel. Mishnah says in Sifkot and Samach Beis, Sifkot and Samach Aleph, Elo Sheyichiv, you widen it, Hainush Alidei Resichosan, by heating it up and by melting it. Additionally, and very interestingly, kamkin atam, another reason why this is possible is to be non shekidech delosan, needs to be the way it grows. So we find this halach also with regards to lulav shofar, that you can only fulfill the mitzvah kederech in the way delosan, the way it grows. So similar, also the shofar needs to be the tkiah shofar, the mitzvah tkiah shofar needs to be fulfilled kederech in the way delosan, the way it grows. Sheatzad hakotzar, the narrower side, mul peh, is opposite the mouth, ha'odam of a person. That's considered the kederech deloson. How did you actually change the shape of the shofar? Sifkot Samach Beis mentions, as we just said, perish afilu shofar osu keoigen. Sorry, b'mokam arochav, wide side. That's the last halacha. The last halacha, the wider side. Perish afilu shofar osu keoigen, even if it's properly created shofar, but he's got to be blow it in its normal conventional side. Yeah, now, what if you shortened the actual shofar, Yud Gimel? How you orach v'katzo, you shortened the shofar. You cut it, you shortened it. Im nishab b'shir tkir, if it's got the shear tkir, it's still the size of a shofar, which is a tefach, kosher, it's going to be kosher. See, if your dalet speaks about geirim b'fnei, moim b'chutz, what if you scraped. If you scraped the shofar, either internally or externally, scraped it very, very, so it became very thin. The actual shofar substance, the shofar material became very thin. Either externally or internally, so from the outer surface or internally, add until shosu dakimoid became very thin. Can I get it like a membrane? Kosher, it's kosher. So there's no halacha how thick the shofar must be. It can be very thin, it's still going to be kosher. Sif tes vav. Loi hoitzi zachusoi. Internally, the shofar has got a piece which can be just taken out. That's called the zachus of the shofar. What if you didn't take it out? You cut the shofar off the animal, but you didn't take out that internal piece. You made a whole kosher, it's going to be kosher. So there's no halacha that you must remove that internal piece. But if you did take it out, and you made out of that piece of zachus, you made a shofar out of that, like you made a hole in it, posul, that is posul. Sif design. Suppose of, what if you covered the shofar with gold, in the place where you blow the shofar, posul, that is posul. You may not cover with gold the area that you're blowing the shofar in. Shaloi b'makom nachas peh, but if it's anywhere else, besides where you're actually touching the mouth, any other area of the shofar, shaloi b'makom nachas peh, kosher, it's kosher. So if you're covering it with gold, nice fancy shofar, you're covering it with gold, where you're blowing it is possible, anywhere else it's kosher. Suppose zav mibifnim, if you covered with gold inside the shofar, possible mibichutz, outside, so im nishtane koilem mikmosho, you're possible. If the sound of the shofar, however, has changed, possible, it's possible. Im vlav, im not, kosher, it's kosher. If the shofar is covered with gold, either way you're blowing, the shofar is touching your mouth, your lip, or in a way that it's changing the sound of the shofar, it's possible, otherwise it's fine. Yesh mefarshim, some explain, mokam anochas peh, the place of anochas peh, of the mouthpiece, hainu oiv yashofar letzah pnimi, shminich shom piv, could I mean the place where you're touching, where it's touching the mouth, v'atzad achitzen mina oiv yatzmoy kol shalom mokam anochas peh, and anything beyond that is not considered nachas peh. Yesh mefarshim to ovim mokam akotzo, who mokam nachas peh. Some say the entire narrow area there, it's not physically only where you're touching the mouth, but the whole area there, the narrow end of the shofar, that's considered nachas peh. Shalom mokam nachas peh, hainu kol oich hashofar mitzad akotzo al tzad arochav. Sif yudzayin hametzayrim b'shofar tzurois, decorations. You want to make a decoration on your shofar. It's possible to do that, and it's possible to decorate the shofar. So I'm telling the shofar tzurois, you may have seen it, tzurois b'minei tzivonim, with colorful decorations, kedei lianos, in order to make it nice. Lo yofe moisim, that's no good. Avon mutar lachkuk b'shofar atzmoi tzurois kedei lianos, but you're allowed to scratch in the shofar itself, can to make it beautiful. So if you're coloring it, you're coloring, making decorations onto the shofar with colors, with dye, that's not right. But you're allowed to scrape or scratch decorations onto the surface of the shofar. That's okay. Imnosan zov, if you put gold al oivya shayf on the thickness of the shofar, but sadaroch on the wider side, hainu hoisif olof kolshu for possible. If you added gold, so the gold was added to the surface at the end of the width of the shofar, that's going to be possible. Mishnah Berurah says, even if there is no change of the sound of the shofar. So again, if you added gold to the end piece of the shofar, it invalidates the shofar. Mishnah Berurah says, Posul b'chol gavna afim lo nishtane akol, even if the sound is not changed. Finally, for today's shiur, if you test hirch is a shofar, if you distance the shofar from your mouth, when you blew really strong, and you still manage to blow and the sound still emerged from the shofar, despite the fact that there's distance between your mouth and the actual physical shofar, it's posul. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot Nahen explains the binon shepiv mutbok. The shofar, there's a halacha that your mouth must touch, must be clinging, sticking onto the shofar. The simonoi chirich shofar must be touching the mouth, must be touching the end piece of the shofar. So to summarize the halachas, because there's a lot of them, summarize the halachas of today's shir. When he's not allowed to add pieces of the shofar, whether it's minoi and a minoi, even if there was already, if the shear of the shofar was big enough previously. We learned if you're mahapach the shofar, it's possible. There's two understandings of that. Either turn it inside out through heat, or making the wider piece into the narrow piece. These are both cases of mahapach the shofar, which is possible. And the halacha added over here is also that if you're blowing through the wider part of the shofar, that's also possible. To shorten the shofar is okay as long as there is a shir tefach to the shofar. Scrape and make it very, very thin is acceptable as well. Take out the inner piece and to make a shofar out of that is possible. To cover gold is a problem if you're putting it by the mouthpiece, if you're changing the sound. And we also learned that if you are dyeing the shofar with some sort of color, that's possible. If you are scraping something onto the surface of the shofar, that's okay. Adding gold at the end of the shofar is possible. And if you blew by distance, that's possible as well.